And let's talk to Michael Murray, Chief Executive of the North Tipperary Development Company, which provides outreach services for refugees and asylum seekers in the region. Michael, thanks for taking our call. 160 people hope to move in to that hotel in Roscrea. There are 200 in the former Sean Ross Abbey. There's 400 Ukrainians in the Sacred Heart Convent. Can you give us an idea of what these people have been through in order to get here?
Yes, good morning, Audrey, and thanks. Yes, just from working closely with the different communities, I suppose there's huge resilience with the people that have come to Ireland and their families and what they've left behind. And I suppose in the context of the Ukrainian community, Ukrainians that I've spoken to, you know, their houses have been destroyed and villages levelled and their towns levelled, and I suppose they have a sense that they have nothing to go back to. And their own family, siblings and parents and people involved in the war and bereavement. So they have lost family members as well. And a lot of women with young children have come to Ireland, and they have shown great strength to move forward and to do their best for their children.
Yeah, and Ireland is such a long way from Ukraine. It is a huge decision for someone to make that decision to leave their homeland.
Yes, a huge decision and huge implications. And they have to come and settle into a new system and integrate into new schools and try to navigate services that are under pressure and not in their own languages. As simple as trying to set up utility bills in houses and so forth. So, coming with a certain amount of trauma as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for Ukrainians and others as well from other countries who have come to Roscrea, how integrated are they? Where does that integration happen?
Well, I suppose, first of all, it's housing, it's accommodation. The family have to have somewhere to live and stay, and set up the utilities and the services around that. So we find that that's the first need, the first requirement. And we have a number of Ukrainian nationals implied with us that have the relationship with their own community to navigate the services. And I suppose the first thing is we carry out an assessment of needs with each of the families then to help us work with the agencies that provide services. And I suppose language then is the next issue. So we were involved with language classes and cultures, geography, conversation, English classes. So a huge willingness to get involved and adjust to the languages, and then to navigate the services and banks and so forth isn't easy. And moving on then, training and employment. We have huge participation in training and employment programs where people are partaking in skills-based training programs and want to return to employment and start a new life and progress with their families. We also, there would be needs in relation to children and families. So we work with TUSLA, and we have some family support workers that work with the kids to help them work through moving forward. I suppose our main funding, our main support comes through Tipperary County Council, and it's from the Department of Rural and Community Development. And we'd work with the housing section of Tipperary County Council in relocation.
I mean, it's easy to talk about the need for people to be integrated. But as you say, Michael, it's a very difficult process because these people are some of the most traumatised, the most scared. They don't speak English. They're very far from home. It's not a simple case of just integrating automatically with local communities.
It's not. But in the case of Roscrea, there has been this huge local voluntary organisation, the Roscrea Welcome Group, the Lions Club, Vincent de Paul, local resident committee. We've facilitated community integration events. There's a lot of individuals giving up their time voluntary to do language classes and so forth. Roscrea Tidy Towns, a lot of organisations are involved formally in having simple events from coffee mornings to play days to, for example, indeed, at the Saturday, the 20th of January, Ukrainian Remembrance Day, we have a concert that's going to be run by the Ukrainian community, mm-hmm. and all community members are involved. So getting out, mixing in schools and that, and it's one step at a time.
Well, Michael, thank you very much indeed for painting us a picture of what it's like there to involve people, asylum seekers, refugees, people from outside the community, to help them get more involved in the community. Michael Murray, Chief Executive of the North Tipperary Development Company. It's